Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter. Gone up in blueprint.
That's Steely Dan. Bring us back one of my favorite bands of all time, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're talking about packaging your services with one of the people who knows more about this than anybody else I know, Elise Menon. Elise is the marketing mentor of all times. Marketing-mentor.com is her website. You can find her books there and all the things she does there. Is it monthly or is it weekly or daily, your tip? I always forget.
It's every other week, actually.
Every other week. Okay. All right. So there you go, folks. You don't want to miss that. At least thanks again for being with us. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for more than we're actually coming up on 17 years this summer. How about that?
Wow.
We've been together almost 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you still love me, right?
I do.
So what else do we need to know about packaging our services? Can I throw one thing in here first? You don't have to be a consultant or a personal services person type of company to package services.
No, I agree with that.
There could be a lot of things. Maintenance stuff. Show me a regular business, I can almost guarantee I'll show you a way to package services to turn, and that would be an extra revenue source, right?
Yes, it could be, definitely. You know, I mean, the thing about packaging your pricing, you're packaging your services, which is related to pricing, is that if you're doing the same thing over and over for the same types of people, those are the two kind of indications that it's ripe for packaging. Because there's no reason why you should have to create proposals or even explain your services
right. To
the people if there is so many similarities. And that's what I find people doing too much. So there are some businesses where it's not that it's not appropriate, it just wouldn't help that much because every single client wants something very different. And then it's very difficult to make a package out of it. In fact, that's what sometimes people say. My clients are so different, their needs are so different, I don't see how I could package
it. That's baloney.
Sometimes it is, actually.
It's baloney because that would go back to what I said in the beginning. You could still package it. You might have to just customize it a little bit.
Exactly.
No customer, no client will not like a package. If you give them the opportunity to have a deliverable beginning to end at a price, they'll take it.
I think it does make it much more manageable and understandable.
And especially if you throw in, and see, even Elise, even people who have your 1, 2, 3, your basic advanced and premium packages like you talked about in the last segment. Mm-hmm. Every one of those, whenever I've done something like that, every one of those, I made sure that I put through in a little customized wrinkle for that person. And I let them know that it was. In fact, I was more likely to call it their box than it was than my premium box.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Elise Menon package. I would do that. Absolutely. And it wasn't baloney. It wasn't manipulating. It was. They were the only one getting that.
Right. It was actually customized.
Yeah. Don't we need to get into recurring revenue? Isn't that what this is really all about in a lot of ways? Trying to get some kind of continuous, constant, dependable, recurring revenue.
Well, I do think that's important, but I don't know that. I mean, this may be one step in that direction, but you still have to go find all the clients who are going to
buy. Oh, yeah. But most of these projects are going to overlap a month, right? Most of them are going to maybe be, who knows, but, you know, they might be a couple of months or whatever. But it's a commitment. When people buy a package, they get something, but they give you a commitment.
Yeah, but whether you sell a website as a package or as a website, it's the same commitment. So.
Well, okay, I guess you're right, except that sometimes people start out and they don't know where it's going to end or what it's going to wind up costing them if you don't package. And they can, therefore, they can say, let's stop.
Yes, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. So what else do we need to know about this?
Well, I guess the last point I would make is that some people just use them as conversation starters, even if they never end up selling the exact packages that they are promoting.
Yep.
But if nothing else, it, again, gives the client or the prospect something tangible they can understand and then say, oh, but I don't really need this. And that's where you start the conversation.
Absolutely. I've done that. When I used to call on people in my consulting business, they would say, well, tell me what you do for folks. I said, well, I do. I write a business plan for you. I'll help you with your marketing strategy. I'd name off two or three things that I would do. And they would be attracted to what I just told them, even though we might not do any of that for them. Right. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes. But I'm also talking about the fact that, you know, if your resistance to packaging your services is, nobody's going to want the exact package I put out there. Mm-hmm. My response is, that's okay.
It doesn't
At
matter.
Least it gets the conversation going.
That's right. There you go. I like that. Well said, my friend. Elise Benin, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Elise joined us. Elise, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Marketing-mentor.com. That's where you go to get for your IQ to go up. Just hang out with Elise. It'll happen. Marketing-mentor.com. She's the best. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Buddy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.